with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, occasionally we do talk sports, but not right now this morning. In the studio from Woodland Terrace, it is Todd Dougherty. Good morning, Todd. You look good this morning.
Good morning.
Happy, healthy?
Happy and healthy. I cannot complain.
No, that's good. Me either. Woodland Terrace, three locations, Bridgman, Coloma, and Niles in southwest Michigan. But you're a little younger than I am. But, you know, we're dealing in an age with in-laws and parents at this point, and I see a fair number of clients who are yes. going, you know, I can't live in a 2-3-story house anymore with a basement. I got to look for a one-floor, one-story, ranch kind of house because going up and down stairs can be a dangerous thing if you're elderly.
It is. So we've talked about this on this show before, but my parents, about a year ago, they lived in a 2-story house. It was becoming a little too difficult for them. So we had asked them to move closer to one of us kids. They ended up building a house next to my brother, and it's a 1-story house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very much built with kind of the future in mind. So they have, you know, a handicap accessible whirlpool bathtub in their bathroom instead of a regular bathtub.
Right.
The grab bars already went up in their bathroom. So they really built that house with the idea of being able to age in it as long as possible.
Well, even at my age, going up and down the stairs, my knees are not happy. But, you know, if, for instance, the ability for me to sell my 2-story or sell my house, or even if I already live in a 1-story now, there's probably a lot of things that could be done to help make the house safer for us as we all age.
Most definitely. So one of the biggest things, we actually talked this through with my parents a lot. So my dad has dementia, and he's kind of progressing through different stages of dementia, and they have wood floors in their house, and so they have rugs everywhere in their house. Well, rugs are one of the biggest trip items.
Yeah, that can be a trip item. There goes the broken hip or something else.
Yeah, so one of the things, you know, be very mindful of rugs, especially in the bathroom. When you're in the shower, you can get moisture in the bathroom. Things become slipperier. So just being mindful of where those rugs are in the bathroom, you know, grab bars are a great idea wherever they make the most sense for how you use the bathroom. We also talked with my parents. So they had runners in their hallways. They had throw rugs in their living room and the dining room. We actually convinced my mom to take them out of the hallway. It doesn't mean get rid of all of your rugs. It just means being mindful of where you have them. Another great tip, I posted an article on our website under the resource tab, and I had not actually seen this before, but it was saying that where you do have area rugs, make sure you have the non-skid mats underneath the rugs, or actually tape the rugs down so they don't move, which is great advice, because often not only can you possibly trip on the edge of them, the rug can slide and you can go with it. So taping it down was a great idea.
Yeah, might be another thing, but you know, for instance, if you've got lots of stuff on shelves in the kitchen and it's high up, well, you know, maybe we don't need some of those things on the higher shelves, so you don't have to reach as far, or you're not climbing on a chair or a stepladder to get to them, and you keep them into a tray. You know, I'm just thinking about my old back, my knees.
Even in our kitchen, like we just redid our kitchen, and so everything that we use all the time is right there where we can reach it. We're not having to get, we do have stuff up high, but it's stuff that we don't use very often. It's more of like a long-term
once
storage.
Once a year or yes. The next time there's a wedding, you know,
yep.
Whatever it may be.
Exactly.
I got to believe that there are some folks, like the area agency on aging and some other folks, who you can get some help coming through your house. If I'm not ready to move into Woodland, but I need some help figuring out what would help me be safer in my house, there's got to be some folks in the area that can help you do that, I would think.
Most definitely. And the Area Agency on Aging is a great resource, and it'll point you to who those people are. They have a plethora of information. When I was just sitting here this morning, I noticed that on Facebook, they had actually posted an article that must be in the Herald Palladium today. And it says, safety tips for older adults who want to remain in their
homes.
This
is perfect timing.
So I literally just happened to see that. So I think that, you know, they're always a great resource for many different things. And so I think they're very well connected in the community. They know who offer different services that would be beneficial to different people. So they're a great resource too.
Yeah, one of the other things that can be easier, and we don't often think about it too, is maybe the lights just need to be a little brighter. Light bulbs here and there, do we have the right lighting in place? So
And lighting, like, so if you're, that's very true. So making sure you have enough light in the areas you are walking. Also making sure, you know, at night is a time that we get up. We're a little, possibly a little more confused. We can't see as well. Having pathways lit to, say, the bathroom or wherever it is that you may be going during the night. Having night lights, you know, those are all helpful things to better light the way so we can see better.
I have, you know, again, I live by myself, two-bedroom apartment. I have night lights, one in the bathroom and one in the kitchen. So if I wake up in the middle of the night, which I often do, that, you know, I don't have to turn a light switch on. I can still see clearly where I'm going and not, you know, trip over something.
So we have the same thing. We have them down our hallway. They're little lights that just plug into the outlets and kind of shine down. So it just gives you enough light that you're able to see where you go. So being mindful of those things, I think, are important.
Yeah. So what else is happening that's new at Woodland these days? You're busy, of course.
We are busy. We are getting ready to break ground in St. Joseph.
So are you really?
We are.
Where?
So we are going to be...
This is private information. Don't tell anybody, okay?
So we've started talking about this more. So this is a project that's been... we've been planning this for quite a long time. But I believe we're going to be breaking ground in either August or September. We're at the corner of Peace Boulevard and Hollywood.
Okay. Know exactly where that is.
So we're excited to, you know, we've looked at the St. Joe area for a long time, trying to figure out how it makes sense to come into St. Joe to complement what's already in St. Joe. And so we are starting that process this
year. That's great. Are you expecting a six-month process, build process to be ready to open maybe?
Oh, in my dream.
Is it more like a year?
It's more like a year.
Yeah.
So I think from the time we actually stick the shovel in the ground to when we actually open, it'll be about a year.
Oh, that's nice. Are there plans and pictures on the website yet?
There are not yet.
But they're coming, right?
They are coming, yes.
Groundbreaking, ground-cutting, ribbon-cutting ceremony.
So we don't have the date yet. So we're finishing getting all the final approvals on the permits from Royalton Township. And then once we have those, we will have that date and have that groundbreaking ceremony.
Oh, I look forward to that. Todd Dougherty, Woodland Terrace. Once again, their website, not hard to find at all, is woodlandterrace.com. And one main phone number, if I, you know, needed some information or I wanted to follow up with something else I thought of from what I heard from you today.
So you can call any of the campuses. Our Bridgman campus is 269-465-7600. All the other numbers are listed there. If you need to be transferred between campuses, we can get you connected with the other campuses.
Thank you, Todd. Todd Dougherty, Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences, the next best place to home. Locations Bridgman, Coloma, and Niles, and not too far away from St. Joe.